Great. So welcome everybody to our Sunday Divine Service on the 24th of August 2025. Just a few quick things before we begin. We will be recording this evening, and those recordings will be available to download for free after the service by clicking the Free Stuff tab on the menu of my website, www.edwincourtney.co.uk, and then going to the Sunday Service archive, which appears at the bottom of the drop-down list. Please note, these recordings are for your personal use only and in no way, shape or form for resale purposes. Now, you will also be able to find in time a PDF transcript of this evening's channeling and meditation. It will appear there when you go to download the audio recording, probably in a couple of days' time because I need to edit the transcript. But we finally hammered down the technology, and we're going to be providing more transcripts of channelings in the future. And on the Sunday services, I'll probably provide the transcripts of the meditations as well. So don't forget, in a couple of days' time, to go back to the same place, and you should be able to find the PDF of tonight's channeling and meditation. If you want to record the service yourself this evening, you're more than welcome. But just bear in mind that, you know, it's for your own use and it's not for any kind of resale purposes. There are no course notes available for this evening's service because it's largely channeled. But if you would like a copy of the pictures and or prayers or blessings we're going to use this evening, then please email Sue, who has kindly agreed to administrate these for me. Sue's email address is, the email address that you need to use is edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. I realise, Sue, I've not sent you the prayer or the blessing, so I'll make sure I do that at the end of the service today. If you have any questions that arise either from this evening's channeling or from a message that you might receive, just go to the website and click the tab Questions for Ed, and you can ask any questions about workshops, lectures, channeled evenings, courses, Sunday services. I'm very happy to answer those questions for free. There won't be any question and answer moment this evening because it's a service and not a lecture. And the service will last an hour without a break. In the first half, we will have an opening prayer and a small meditation containing a channeling from Spirit. And then the second half will be messages that I'll be given by Spirit to share with some of you here directly. And then we'll wrap things up with a little closing blessing. So at the moment, I have muted you all, which means that I won't be able to hear you and you shouldn't be able to hear each other, but you should be able to hear me. And this is how the majority of the session will be handled this evening, so as to prevent any background noise from being a distraction. We are then going to start with an opening prayer. This is a prayer I came across via Evelyn Marshall's WhatsApp group, her Earth Healing WhatsApp group. She shared it on there. It's by John Philip Newell. Really nice prayer, quite short, but really, really lovely. And I'm also going to play you a piece of music this evening. Now, some of you may have seen my Facebook post about a lady called Rosalie Hill, who is one of our congregation, part of our spiritual community. Rosalie's just passed into spirit. She was a lovely, lovely, lovely lady. Now, when she first became ill, Andrew composed a piece of music for her healing. And I've decided to share that with you this evening. It was just for Rosalie. We never used it in anything. But as she's passed into spirit now, it seemed to be the right time to share it with you as a kind of legacy, really, of hers, and a kind of testament to the beauty of her soul. And we'll hear it again a little bit later on for this evening's meditation. So if you want to get nice and comfortable, I'm going to find the music. Where's it gone? Dum, 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 dum. There we are. No. Oh, there it is. Okay. Okay. So just close your eyes and I'll read the opening prayer. Take a few breaths then. Get nice and settled. Make sure there's no tension in your neck or shoulders. The shoulders are nice and loose. The chest is nice and open. Take a few deep breaths just to center and settle yourself. And focus on the sound of my voice and the sound of the music. Holy One, beyond all names, eternal wellspring, may love rise again in us today, with food for every table and shelter for every family, and reverence for every life. Forgive us our failings in love, and free us from all falseness, that the light of our souls may shine, and the strength of our spirits endure. For earth and all its people, this day, tonight, forever. Holy One beyond all names, eternal wellspring, may love rise again in us today, with food for every table, shelter for every family, and reverence for every life. Forgive us our failings in love, and free us from all falseness, that the light of our souls may shine, and the strength of our spirits endure. For earth and all its people, this day, tonight, and forever. In accordance with thy divine will, let this then be so. So mote it be. Amen. Take a few breaths then, and open your eyes. This evening's meditation aligns us to the Archangel Gabriel, and I've a picture to show you of that Archangel that I created for this evening. Here we are. Gabriel is the Archangel of the element of water, the Archangel of the West, the Archangel of Autumn, the season that we are moving towards, the Archangel of flow and grace and cleansing, the Archangel of visions and the interpretation of visions, and the bearer of the Holy Grail. And through the Holy Grail, he offers us the rejuvenating powers of the holy waters. And that's what we're going to be calling upon and working with this evening. This meditation has been channeled by the angel himself. So no notes as such, but like I say, hopefully the transcript will have worked, and we'll post that with the recording once it's been properly edited. So here's the picture. I'm going to show you this other image to help you with the visualization that we're going to do in the meditation, because we're going to create a bubble of holy water around us, or rather the Archangel Gabriel is, which is going to rise up from the ground and be held in a bubble around us by the Archangel's power, so that we will sit inside that bubble of water and be replenished from its holy energies. And for those who didn't see it when you were just coming through the door, I'll show you the animated version of that angel image as well. Here it is, which is not too bad. The water's gone a bit bonkers in the chalice, but the waterfall behind it has come out very nice, and the fluffy angel wings blowing in the breeze, as well as his golden tresses. Okay, so we're going to use that same music again. You just get yourselves nice and comfortable for this evening's meditation. There will be a mini channeling inside the meditation itself. And this is a meditation for you, really, for rejuvenation and regeneration, for cleansing and clearing, just to help you free yourself of any contaminants that you've come into contact with in the world around you, in your personal life or on a global level, just to restore a little flow and grace into your life, and just to help. Yes, rejuvenate you with some positive divine energy. I think we could all do with something from that at the moment. So let me make sure that music is there, and we'll do our meditation. Hold on a second. There it is. Perfect. Okay. So close your eyes. Make sure that your arms are resting palms uppermost on your lap. Eyes closed. Shoulders nice and relaxed. Nice and open. Chest nice and open. And feet firmly planted on the ground if you can. If you can't, or if you'd prefer to sit cross-legged, that's absolutely fine as well. Just take a few nice deep breaths in and out, and focus on the sound of my voice and the music. As you breathe in and out, as you relax, I want you to become aware of your aura expanding around your body, relaxing as you relax out into the space around you. The aura is part of our psychic sensory system, and it enables us to feel energy and presence within our space. As you relax, I want you to become particularly aware of the aura behind your body, because it is in this part of the room that the presence of the Archangel Gabriel now begins to build. Their presence and their power, drawn by our unspoken summons and our need, begins to thicken the air behind you. Open your senses to that presence. Feel through your aura to the heat in the air, to the quiver within the ether, as the loving energy of the Archangel builds and builds and builds behind you. Tall and graceful, white wings outstretched, arms either side of his body, palms facing towards you. In robes that seem to be made from tumbling water, the Archangel Gabriel, Cardinal Archangel of the West and the Element of Water, stands. Angel of the Moon, Angel of Cleansing and Grace. and flown. He calls upon the power of the divine and summons through his grace the divine holy waters to cleanse and heal us, to wash us and replenish our dwindling light. And as he does so at your feet, rising from the earth, the holy waters begin to pool, crystal clear and cool, spinning in a spiral about your toes and heels. They rise, the waters, splashing up over your ankles. Focus on them. Feel them. And welcome them there. As they rise higher and higher up the calves of your legs towards your knees, washing the chakras in your feet clean and the meridians in your lower legs, up to the knees, cleansing the chakras in the knees, the water rising up and over your thighs, cleansing the channels of energy that run through there. Cool waters, crystal clear and cleansing, clearing and restoring flow and life, held in space around you by the will of the great Archangel Gabriel, flowing through your aura as well as your body, beginning to form a bubble of watery light around you as they rise. Up the lower back now, over the hips and groin, up the torso, passing through the base chakra and the sacral center, clearing stifled energy from the stomach, undigested trauma and information, over the belly and up towards the solar plexus, clearing the chakra and enabling it to help us draw in the life force energy that we want and need, clearing, cleansing, restoring the holy waters of life. Washing away tension and stress, feel the body relax as the waters pass through it, clearing sadness, anger, and fear. Anger at the world, fear of what might lie ahead, sadness at what you left behind, anger at yourself. Restoring these energies cleared with love and hope and peace and power. Restoring flow. Reaching the chest now, the water continues to rise, crossing the shoulders, up the neck, the water licking the base of your chin, finally up over your head, heavenly waters that you can breathe in, cool and cleansing, flowing into ears and nostril, eyes and mouth. Heavenly waters pouring down your throat, flowing into your blood and body, into your mouth, into your bones, healing, cleansing, clearing. The bubble arising above your head, holding inside it the crown chakra and your aura. You rest in a bubble of light. Luxuriate in its power, letting the energy of the holy waters flow to where they are needed most. The flow of the water conducted by the Archangel Gabriel in accordance with what he sees as being your need. You are held in a bubble of angelic light and love. Now, as you rest in the energy, open yourself to the angel's words. Dearest and beloved one, most precious spirit, I, the Archangel Gabriel, bring the message of the divine, word of the divine's love for you, of the divine's desire to provide you with all that you need at this moment in time, to be well, to thrive. Open yourself to my grace and my power, and drink deep of it. You are a shining star within the darkness of your planet, a great beam of brightness that calls to it those who are in need, that offers the light divine. But this is a dark and shadowy time, full of difficulty and challenge, and even the brightest light at times may find its brilliance guttering, overwhelmed by the seeming shadow of opposition that is so great, too great to oppose. Let then the love of the divine steer you on, embolden your energy, clear the space around you, fortify your shield of protection, connect you to the greater source of power of your higher self and the divine, and awaken you to the truth that you are a single star in a constellation of stars that exist within the darkness of your time. Light workers all upon the planet who lend the power of their spirits to the same goal, and to whose energy you can align and rest, drawing strength and courage from the unity of your purpose. Feel them now, with you in this moment, brothers and sisters of the light, fortified by those who shine down upon them from on high, guardian angels, spirit guides and masters, archangels and the divine source itself, creating a great family of light, all endeavoring to bring the will of the new world into being, overcome the challenge and opposition of the dark. Feel this community's strength and power pouring through you now, as the cleansing waters open up the connections that have always been, but which have been hidden by tiredness and negativity. See yourself as part of this great tapestry of energy and power, and draw upon it to to charge yourself upon its light and ready yourself for the days and weeks that lie ahead. And know that as you plough forwards, I, Gabriel, stand by your side. The healing waters of my holy chalice at your disposal to provide you with the cleansing that you need and the healing that may follow. To spill upon the path before you and provide you with grace and phlegm. To gift you the light and energy of my element. In love, then, know the truth of these words. Let them echo and shine within you, and guide you on your way. In accordance with the grand design of the divine, let this be so. In accordance with the divine's name, with love and light and truth and will, so mote it be. Amen. Now let the waters slowly drain away back into the earth from whence they came, taking with them as they wash your negativity and pain, trusting that the Archangel Gabriel will transmute that energy back into light. Let the waters fall slowly down, down from your head and your neck and your shoulders, down back towards the earth, falling over chest and torso and belly, over the hips and the lower back, like the water draining from your bath, spiraling down into the earth beneath your feet. Feel the draw of the water, the drag of the water as it pours down over your legs, down over your feet, into the earth below. Gabriel, who remains behind you, lowers their hands and brings them into the prayer position, offering a prayer of protection for you to keep you safe. Give thanks to the angel, and as you feel their energy begin to depart, take a moment to ground yourself and center yourself and protect yourself in your own way. And when you are ready, in your own time, open your eyes and return. Now, you might want to make a note of anything that you saw or experienced in that meditation for your own spiritual journal. Don't forget, if you have any questions from the meditation, you can message me via the contact form from the website. This meditation is perfect for frequent use when you are feeling overwhelmed or contaminated by the negativity in both your private lives and the world. And of course, it's something that you could do together with others and that you could do for others as well as a kind of healing. I think at the moment, with the world as it is, cleansing ourselves regularly is something that we maybe need to be doing a lot more of than maybe many of us are doing, because the world just seems to be full of so much stuff, so much negativity at the moment, and it's quite overwhelming. And we need to keep ourselves as clear from that as we possibly can. Now, in a moment, I'm going to pause the recording because I don't want the messages to be on the recording, and then I'll flip the recording back on again for the end blessing. And this evening, we're going to have messages from Spirit with a little bit of help from the runes. Now, I love the runes, but I don't often use them, to be honest. I mean, I use them for myself, but I don't often use them in public, as it were. And I have done workshops on them in the past, and I have done readings on them in the past, and I hope to do more readings using them again in the future. And maybe at some point in the future, I might do a workshop on them or two again as well, working with their magic, working with them for healing. They're very powerful healing tools, and working with them for divination. If anybody is interested, let me know, because, if I do feel that people are keen, then it might be something that I'll add to the list for next year. Before we do the messages, then, very, very quickly, just a few notices. So Tuesday, August the 26th, is our lecture evening, the first of our new series of lectures called Healing the Spiritual Zeitgeist. And we're going to be looking at exhaustion and fatigue on that night, exploring the potential energetic root causes of exhaustion in our modern world and how we might mitigate and heal them. And then August the 31st, which is a week today, is our workshop for August, the Eminent Elementals, where we're going to be looking at less spoken of elemental beings such as giants, griffins, unicorns, and phoenixes or phoenixi. I never quite know what the plural of the phoenix is. Let's pause to do the messages. And then, like I said, we'll wrap up with a blessing a little bit later on. So this evening's blessing is a Christian blessing that I found on the internet today, author unknown, which I have adapted for our purposes. So if you just want to close your eyes and get yourself settled, I'll put a little bit of different music on, I think, this time. And this is our blessing to take with us into the rest of our week. Divine, thank you for your abundant love and care for us. Fill us with your wisdom and your compassion for others, that we might use both in serving mankind. Bless us with your never-ending love. Fill our cups with joy, and may our lands overflow with your abundance. Help us to serve in all that we do. Help us to honor your faith in us today and every day. In the name of the Divine Mother and the Divine Father, we pray. Let this then be so. So mote it be. Amen. Take a few deep breaths then, please. Make sure you are nice and grounded. Make sure that you're nice and protected. Give thanks to the divine and open your eyes. Thanks so much, folks, for coming along this evening. You can find out other dates for our Sunday services on the website. We've got a few more lined up for the rest of this year, both earth healing services and divine services. Please let other people know that we are here, that the services are free for people who would like to come along. Have a wonderful, wonderful week ahead. Hope to see some of you on Tuesday evening and some of you for the workshop next Sunday. I'm going to wave you off into the night. Let me just stop that recording.